committee to order. Thank you all for coming this late in the afternoon meeting. This hopefully we will make this very short. I will start by opening. Where's the agenda? I will start by opening a work session on Senate Bill 1101. Mr. Alanek.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the committee. You have in front of you two amendments. There's a dash 3 amendment and a dash 5 amendment. And as you'll recall from Wednesday afternoon, we had the printed bill and it had just received the dash 1 amendments, which we had talked a little bit about. And the dash 3 amendments are identical to the dash 1 amendments, and it adds one piece, and that is on the first page there, which adds language pertaining to an attorney. So that, if, as you'll recall, the licensed escrow agent is the authorized agent who's responsible for remitting the withholding. And the dash 3 adds to that an attorney. Now, I don't know if this quite gets to the policy that you were after because of the way it was drafted. It just has a licensed escrow agent or an attorney. And that's the way it's drafted now. And I believe the intent was that if, as long as a licensed escrow agent was involved, that is the person who is to be held responsible for remitting the withholding.
Madam Chair?
Senator Monroe.
It sounds like you need something similar to this. On the dash 3 amendment in line 13, after the word or, if you said, if a licensed escrow agent is not used, comma, an attorney.
That's correct, Senator Monroe, and I am going to put this on the record that is the intent. The intent of this amendment is to incorporate the content of the dash one that we had before with a few technical changes, but also to make it very clear that if the licensed escrow agent is involved in the closing, then that person is responsible regardless of who else is there. Now, if someone chooses not to use a licensed escrow agent and only uses an attorney during a closing, then and only then would the attorney fall under the requirements of this. So we will. I will ask my counterpart on the House side, Representative Barnhart, to clean up this language to make sure that we are conveying this very clear legislative intent that we want the licensed escrow agent to be the person responsible, and only in cases where that person is not involved in a, where a licensed escrow agent is not involved in a closing, only then would an attorney be covered by the provisions of this. And I get consensus from this committee and from my conversations with my colleague in the House side that intent is shared by all sides. So thank you for bringing that up. Okay, now, do you have anything more to say about the dash threes?
Well, Mr. Chair, I just moved the dash 3.
Wait, let's.
You don't want to do that yet?
I think we'll take both of them, and then we'll start with the motions. Okay, Mr. Alanek.
The dash 5 amendments add, they provide the Department of Revenue rulemaking authority with respect to the written affirmations that are contained in the bill. And as you recall, these written affirmations are a document that the transferor would provide to the authorized agent saying that no tax is owed, and that's the document that kind of covers the agent, so they're acting and shows that they're acting in good faith with respect to the transaction. And this just allows the Department of Revenue to put together some rules in the interim to figure out the exact form and content of the best way to handle that for all parties involved.
And the intent of this amendment is to give the Department of Revenue the authority to maintain to keep custody of these records and to monitor these records and to use these records however they can best use them to assure compliance, and also to make sure that the Department of Revenue has the information they need close at hand to monitor the types of transactions that involve installments. And so that this provision is intended to give them the authority they need to develop the forms that will allow them to monitor the program as a whole, but particularly the installment piece of it. So with that, and just as a technical thing, you'll notice the dash threes are gut and stuff of the whole bill, and the dash fives amend the original, the printed bill, but we're assured by a legislative council that if we adopt both of these amendments, that they will be combined when this bill goes through, so we shouldn't have a problem there. So with that explanation, Senator Morris, I would ask for a motion on the dash threes.
Madam Chair, I move the dash three amendments to Senate Bill 1101.
Senator Morris has moved the dash three amendments on Senate Bill 1101. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? So ordered.
Madam Chair, I would move the dash five amendments to Senate Bill 1101.
Senator Morris has moved the dash five amendments to Senate Bill 1101. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Senator Morris.
Madam Chair, I move that Senate Bill 1101, as amended, be adopted and referred out to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Senator Morris has moved Senate Bill 1101, as amended, to the Senate floor with a do-pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objections? So ordered. I will carry this bill. We broke our all-time record for speed, and thank you very much. We are adjourned.
Wow, 7:30.